like it. Nothing like it in this whole world.
It's 14th and 25 to the 30. First down to the 35-yard line. Shuffles his feet straight ahead of the gut between the hash marks.
You seem to be running like a colt, almost effortlessly, deceptive quickness.
You know, each offseason is a time to, after you get, you know, rested up and, you know, get all the injuries and stuff healed up, you know, you got to go back into training so that you can prepare yourself for another season. And I always go in to do that and to, you know, work on strength and speed.
If you were described as one of the nastiest one-cut runners in the NFL, is that something you could embrace? You break ankles.
You got to be blessed with it. But also you have to work at it because, you know, a lot of guys can get out in the open field and you make too many moves. You may make a guy miss, but then, you know, there's people chasing you, so you may get caught after that. So, you know, that's when you get the chance to make big plays or, you know, make long touchdowns.
Blasting up the middle, touchdown!
What do you see when you see yourself on tape?
I'm very hard on myself. You know, I always want to make a guy miss, or when a play's not there, it may not be blocked perfectly, you know, make something happen. You know, you got to create plays on your own sometimes. So, you know, in every aspect of the game, try to be, you know, solid.
Do you have any personal standards in terms of production that you'd like to reach?
Each year I want to gain over 1,000 yards, you know, rushing at the least. Also in the passing game, you know, over, you know, 400 or 500 yards catching.
You're gifted with your hands because right now you run routes as well as a receiver.
You know, I'm right hand dominant, so I think in college I had a problem catching with my left hand on the top. So, you know, when you go on the left side, you can catch balls easy. So I had to try to, you know, work on the jugs, catching the ball with my left hand on the top. And you can't always just go out there and be like, yeah, I can catch. Every ball's not going to be perfect right there in your face. So it's something that you have to work on every day.
One-handed over the shoulder grab with the softest pair of hands a running back could possibly ever have.
Cutler's like a machine, better than a machine. That's a fastball, isn't it?
Yeah, he throws a fastball.
Impact of Brandon Marshall on Matt Forte.
By us having a solid run game should really open up things in the passing offense. Let guys know that they can't just on defense pin their ears back and just, you know, blitz everybody, because, you know, with Brandon out there, we have a downfield threat. And if they want to keep everybody eight and nine guys in the box, then, you know, we got to hit them where it hurts on the outside.
Complete this sentence for me. I say Mike Tice, you say?
Explosive. That's all he talks about, is our offense being explosive. That means, you know, catches over 16 yards, and I think runs over 12.
Of all the records you've broken so far, which one are you proudest of?
I don't think any particular one. You know, just to be able to, you know, achieve something like breaking a record of someone of any, you know, of those type of calibers like Walter Payton or Gale Sayers is, you know, I think amazing.
Your love of this city and for that uniform is evident. It's clear. How important is it to you?
It was something that, in the end, had to be done, I think, because, you know, I've been here 4 years, going on five, and, you know, just to have all the pieces and the parts to the offense and, you know, not alone the offense, but the whole team to be here, I think we have a great chance of, you know, making a run for the Super Bowl this year.